Chapter 32. The Doctor Visits. Dante. I wasn't the only one that was worried about Adam. Even after the bandages came off his jaw, he hardly spoke or left his room. He wouldn't see any of his friends when they visited, and after two or three times, they stopped coming. The left side of Adam's face now looked normal, but he had many scars on the right side, and he could only see a little with his right eye. When Emma tried to go into his room, he screamed at her to leave. "Don't shout at her," I told Adam. "She misses you." When Emma stopped crying, I tried to explain to her, "Your uncle isn't feeling well at the moment. Something happened to his face, and his heart is hurting." Poor Adam. 2 days later, we got some good news. The police told us that Josh had visited them. I told Adam, but he didn't seem to care. My brother was broken, and I didn't know how to fix him. Winter came and went with no change in our lives. I still couldn't find a job. Dad was working extra hours, and Adam wouldn't even come downstairs to spend Christmas with us. Sometimes, at night, I could hear him walking up and down in his room, and once or twice, I thought that I heard him crying. After the Christmas holidays, Adam wouldn't go back to school. Dad was so worried that he called a doctor. After visiting Adam, the doctor decided that Adam wasn't ready for school. She gave him some pills to help him sleep, just enough for 2 weeks. Dad was unhappy about this. "I'll keep the pills and give one to Adam to take each night," he said. "Then he can't take two in the night by mistake. You know what he's like with pills."